This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. We've got a couple of great guests lined up for this hour. We're going to be chatting with the Vice President of Global Automotive at J.D. Power about the initial quality study and the results that were recently released. Stand by for that, because what we're going to be doing in the first half hour of the program. In the second half hour of the program, we're going to talk about Hot Rods Magazine's Drag Week 2018 to crown the fastest street car in America. This is a big event, September 9th through 14th at a lot of different tracks, so we're going to get the inside scoop on that. Meanwhile, you can dial us up toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, I'm a big fan of J.D. Power's surveys and studies, and we're very fortunate because we have the Vice President of Global Automotive at J.D. Power joining us live here. Dave Sargent, welcome to the airways of Auto World.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
You guys have been doing the initial quality study for, is it now, 32 years?
Yeah, we started in 1987, so this is the 32nd time that we've done it, and we do it once a year.
And tell us a little bit about the methodology on how you guys get the information from the owners.
Right, so we have access to all of the vehicle registrations from all 50 states, and then we take a sample of customers for every vehicle and invite them to take an online survey. And then in that survey, they see a list of possible problems they might have had with their vehicle, and they check off if they've had any of those problems. And then we tabulate the scores and put out the results. It's a little more complex than that, but that's the gist of it.
That's great. And it's interesting that you chose the first 90 days of ownership. And it's surprising, you know, how many vehicles come up with problems right off the bat. You would think that the auto manufacturers in 2018 would have things a little more screwed on at the beginning.
I mean, the vehicles are still of pretty high quality. More than 50% of customers don't find anything wrong with their vehicle. And a lot of the problems are not so much manufacturing defects as problems with the original design of the vehicle. So, yeah, maybe the navigation system's infuriatingly complex, the voice recognition system doesn't work properly, and things like that. So these are not problems that can be solved in the manufacturing process. They're inherent to the design of the vehicle.
That makes sense, Dave. Why don't we tell folks, let's go back to the first year, 1987, when the initial quality study was released. Which manufacturer took home the crown that year?
So back then, the best manufacturers were Mercedes, Toyota, Acura did very well in the early days. So the Europeans and the Japanese manufacturers tended to perform better back then, but things have changed significantly since then.
And how about vehicles that didn't do so well back in 87?
Well, a lot of them aren't on the market anymore. we had Yugo, we had Sterling from my home country. number of other brands that are no longer on the market. I mean, Fiat and Alfa did not perform particularly well back then. They've come back, obviously. But a lot of the other brands have performed poorly. Either they were imports or were brands of the domestic manufacturers, Eagle and Plymouth. We don't see around anymore. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of manufacturers, when you stop and think about it, that are no longer around after the 30-plus years.
Right.
It's kind of sad on one end, but on the other end, I guess that's just business in the last 10 or 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen the rise of a lot of automakers in quality. Why don't we talk first about Hyundai, and then we'll move on to the 2017 results. Hyundai, when it was introduced first, I remember... It was middle 80s, and they had a vehicle called the XL. A lot of people nicknamed it the D-Cell. but nevertheless, this was a vehicle that sold at a really good price point. Yeah. They did sell a lot of them, but in the long run, the quality wasn't that good, and even in the short run, not that great.
That's right. I mean, they came with, obviously very inexpensive product. They sold on price, and they will admit that the quality back then was not great. They sold a lot in the short term, but then the reputation got out, and their sales actually fell precipitously for a few years, and they did well to hold on. Fast forward to today, and obviously they're performing extraordinarily well.
And let's talk a little bit about the story of Hyundai. This is another company that started very small and struggled in the early years. There were rumors out of Japan that Hyundai would, out of Korea, I should say, that Hyundai would be withdrawing from the North American marketplace. But talk about a brand turnaround there.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. They did a couple of things. One, they really got to grips with the quality issues, which was the main challenge that they had. Well, their image was very poor in terms of quality. And so they did a couple of things. One, they actually fixed quality problems. And secondly, they brought to the U.S. a 10-year warranty, which gave customers some peace of mind that even if they had problems with the vehicle, that those problems would be, fixed for free. And so, they were both on the actual quality, but also on people's perception of, if they're going to put a 10-year warranty on the vehicle, then the vehicle must be pretty good. So those two things together, I think, really drove the brand forward.
When you take a look at the way the scores have turned around, 87, it was 303 PP100, and for 2017, a score of 88 PP100. That's a significant improvement, to say the least.
It is, yes. We've redesigned the studies a couple of times in between, but yes, still, though, relative to how others have performed, I mean, Hyundai has essentially gone from the bottom of the pack to the top of the pack over that time frame. As a company, they have the 1, 2, 3 brands in the industry now, with Genesis and Kia actually taking 1 and 2 spots. So, yes, it's been nothing short of remarkable.
And let's tell everybody about 2010. Number one, across the board, you saw manufacturers improving, which is a good sign for all consumers. And certainly when you look at the average price of a new vehicle and the average transaction price, that's a good thing. We'll put it in neutral for a moment and listen to some important messages, and then more with Dave Sargent. I'm Bob Long. Don't be confused. The way
is clear. Thank you for listening to GCN.
Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete tear-down and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Grandpa, what do you call this thing again?
It's a 66 Ford Bronco.
I think you got ripped off.
Why is that, honey?
It's got no Wi-Fi, no USB port, no Bluetooth.
Exactly. I guess we'll just have to talk.
Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect.
Is that the window button?
It's called a window crank.
Cool. The faster I move it, the faster it goes down.
This moment of escape was created by Haggerty.
Being old is kind of cool, Grandpa.
Works for me.
For people who love cars.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
You're in luck because Dave Sargent is with us, Vice President of Global Automotive at J.D. Power. And we're talking about the 2018 U.S. Initial Quality Study, which was recently announced. And if you want to check it out online, just go to jdpower.com. They've been doing it for 32 years. And let's talk about 2017. As you mentioned a little bit earlier, Hyundai and Genesis did extremely well in the last few years, and now you've got a winner 2 years in a row, and that winner is, drum roll please.
So actually Genesis came top as a brand this year. They were second last year. Kia is the top ranked mass market brand this year, and that has actually been 4 years in a row now that Kia has been the top ranked mass market brand. But overall, Hyundai as an organization has been top for a few years now, which, you know, may come as a surprise to many listeners. But it's been the product of a lot of hard work that we've witnessed. We've been working with them for a number of years now, and we've seen their improvement over the last few years. So yeah, surprising for some, but not so much for those of us who have followed them closely.
Yeah, and like you said, the Genesis is all part of that same trio of brands, same company, and I see quite a few of them on the road, so they must be doing pretty well sales-wise as well.
Yeah, they just have two models right now, both sort of fairly large sedans, which is not where a lot of people are buying vehicles these days, so they are going to come to market with, you know, crossovers and a coupe. So their product lineup will grow over the next few years, and so we'll see even more of them out there as we go forward.
For those folks who would like perhaps to look up their vehicle, you've got new and used car ratings at jdpower.com from 2010 right up to date. Tell us a little bit about some of the information that consumers can find at jdpower.com.
Yeah, so jdpower.com is the place to start, and there we have results from all of our key automotive studies and going back a number of years. So we have this study, which is looking at initial quality. We have the longer-term vehicle dependability study, where we survey customers after they've had the vehicle for 3 years. And so there we're starting to see more defects, and it's much more a measure of the reliability of the vehicles. We have a study called Appeal, which looks at how much customers like the performance of their vehicles, the styling, the comfort, the features. And then we also have a couple of studies on the performance of the dealerships, both how well you're treated when you buy the vehicle, and then also how well you're treated when you take your vehicle in for service, and how well the dealerships fix the vehicles. And then we have a number of other studies that look at technology and different vehicle components. So there's a massive amount of information on jdpower.com.
That's great, and all wonderful studies and work by yourself and your team of folks. I'm always fascinated by the Appeal study, which again looks at the automotive performance, execution, and layout. That's always a favorite of mine, and certainly if you go to jdpower.com, you can also do research, of which a lot of people don't realize, but you can there are plenty of articles and advice, but there's also cars for sale that you guys put up there. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the main purpose of the site is that consumers can go in and get information about which will help them make a more informed choice about the vehicle that they want to buy. But there are links to other places where they can actually go through the process of buying a vehicle, get in contact with a dealer, go to the manufacturer's website. So we don't sell cars ourselves, but we give people the links that they need to find places where they can go and buy a vehicle. We also provide used vehicle valuation, so someone can go in and check on what their vehicle they currently own might be worth if they trade it in, and we also provide prices for used vehicles. So there's a wealth of information that folks can get there.
That's great, and it's all 100% free at jdpower.com. Your native Australian accent definitely beckons me to ask you a couple of questions about automotive in your native country. I've never been there myself. I have friends that have gone. I hear it's a beautiful country, but over the years, we've seen some Holden products, which were General Motors products, brought over here. The Pontiac GTO was reworked, and also one other vehicle, I believe, was it the G8? I believe from the now deceased Pontiac brand. But are there any similarities between the market in Australia and the U.S. market?
So I'm actually English, but a lot of people think I'm Australian. yeah, that happens a lot. But I can comment. The main similarities are that Australians also like pickups. They actually call them utes out there. So there's a big market for sort of smaller style pickups, almost like the old Chevys, the El Camino. So there's a healthy market for those. Other than that, it's a smaller market. Obviously, the population is much lower, but they do like big engine vehicles out there, like we do here in the U.S. Most of the manufacturers no longer actually build vehicles in Australia. It just became too expensive for that small of a market. The imports are having a good time now. But yeah, there's always been some interesting vehicles that came out of Australia, and it's a sort of breeding ground for a lot of the Detroit executives. Often have a tour of duty in Australia to sort of learn about that market, and it's a good training ground for them. But yeah, my home country is England, which is very, very different to the U.S.
Yes, absolutely. And I am one quarter English myself, so it's a place I should visit one of these days. Mm-hmm. It's really crazy how the automotive world has changed when you've got other manufacturers, the Volkswagen Group, owning Bentley, and you've got the different unusual things that are going on, like the new Honda 5-door Civic is actually built in England. So it truly is a global automotive world these days, Dave.
It sure is. Actually, when we look at the study this year, there are vehicles manufactured in 25 different countries, sold in the U.S., that are in the study this year, including some countries where, people, I think, would be surprised to hear that they actually build cars there for the U.S. market. So, it's become an increasingly global market.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Residents of Boise, Idaho are reeling after a man who was told to leave an apartment complex, returned the next day, and started attacking people with a knife at a 3-year-old's birthday party. 9 people were hurt, and some seriously. Police Chief William Bones.
The crime scene, the faces of the parents struggling, the tears coming down their faces, the faces of the children in the hospital beds, would be something that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life.
The victims include the birthday girl and 5 other children. The suspect is identified as 30-year-old Timmy Kinner, Mayor Dave Beter.
Boise is a welcoming city. We have been that way for generations. Whether refugees coming
just in the last while, or like my grandparents, Basque immigrants from the Basque Country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We move from J.D. Power to Hot Rod Magazine's Drag Week 2018. It's to crown the fastest streetcar in America, coming up September 9th through 14th at Premier Tracks, 4 cities, 5 days, 1,000-plus miles, and we're going to tell everybody all about it. And it's an exciting event. It's now in its 14th year. And during my years at Motor Trend, which without question were the happiest years of my professional life, I went on many a hot rod event. And this is a really cool one. So telling us all about it is the gentleman that is in charge of, let's see, my computer just did a funky thing on me, so pardon me, as they used to say on Saturday Night Live, talk amongst yourselves. Senior Director of Automotive Events, and the gentleman's name is Michael Deere. Thank you so much for joining us.
Not a problem. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, and I apologize for that rather choppy intro, but my computer decided to do one of those installs right at the wrong time and shut everything down. So I didn't have all the information in front of me. But how long have you been with the Motor Trend Group?
I've been with Motor Trend Group just a little over 2 years now in this role, and coming up, this will be my third Hot Rod Drag Week. I'm responsible, as you said in the intro there, for many of our events within the group, and I got to say that out of the 20-plus events across the country that I'm responsible for, I do get the most excited about this one. I'm probably not supposed to say that, but it's a fantastic event, and really excited to get back out there again in September and go at it again.
Let's talk a little bit about the nuances, the particulars of the Hot Rod Drag Week. This is an all-encompassing competition because not only are you doing drag strip racing, but folks have to drive their cars from one city to another. Tell us a little bit about how it works.
Yeah, it's grueling. It really is, and it's kind of the main point that sets this event apart from others that are out there on the calendar. So it's four tracks. We've got 5 days of racing. We're going to do a tech and test and tune day on the Sunday in Atlanta at Atlanta Dragway, and then Monday we go racing. So everybody just needs to really just put down the best time that they're comfortable with, whether that's the first run, the second run, the third run, or whatever it might be. As soon as they get that ET that they like, they're going to go and hand their time slip in, and they're going to get a map with directions, and that's going to send them off to the next track, which would be Darlington. So you'll see we've got 400 registered vehicles. You'll see all 400 of those head off on Monday, late morning, early afternoon, and do 200-plus miles on the street. Generally, we put them on the back roads, but we do get on the interstate from time to time. And they'll get into Darlington. Some are lucky enough to get there at 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the evening, and others that aren't so fortunate will roll into the hotel parking lot at 2 o'clock in the morning and get a couple hours sleep and go at it again. And they're going to do that every day and until we get into back to Atlanta on Friday for finals day. And 300 might make it, 320 might make it. It really depends. But we do have a lot of attrition throughout the week just because of the intense environment that we put these cars and drivers through for the week.
And again, four cities: Commerce, Georgia; Darlington, South Carolina; Concord, North Carolina; and Bristol, Tennessee. So they're going to see some cool sights along the way as well. I understand that the participants have to follow the specified route, and you guys require photographic evidence of that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we do. So we're actually out and planning the route right now, and I got to say, this will probably be one of the most scenic and beautiful, interesting routes that we've taken these guys on. All four tracks that we're going to in 2018 are brand new to Hot Rod Drag Week. So in the 14-year history of the event, we've never been to these tracks. So that's something that we're really excited about there, and also. They have to go. They have generally two checkpoints each leg. That's a predetermined checkpoint. It might be, it doesn't matter exactly what it is, but we'll go send them all there, and they've got to get their photo of themselves in the backdrop, and then the next day, when they come to hand in their time slip and get their map, they'll actually have to show our staff those photos as proof that they actually did follow that route that we told them to the day previous.
Folks must get so excited about this. As you said, you're going to have more than 400 participants. And I would imagine, even if you're not one of the top racers, you don't necessarily have a shot at winning. Just the adventure of being able to go on these drag racing strips, and also to be able to do, just like the professionals, tuning and runs before everything kicks off.
Yeah, what we say is in many cases, finishing is winning, because there, like I said before, there really is a lot that aren't fortunate enough to make it through to that final day. So, you know, finishing is winning, but, you know, we have about 15 different classes that we put them into, so there is a good opportunity for everyone within their class to be, you know, to have a shot at taking home an award at the end of the week. But really, it's a big family, and people work extremely hard all year round, preparing their cars, getting them ready, getting the tune right, you know, specific to the tracks that we're going to go to. And it's an event that I know a lot of these guys mark on their calendar as a do not miss every year, and really look forward to getting out there and catching up with friends that they maybe haven't seen since drag week last year, and just trying to get out there and put the best possible time down. But really getting back to Atlanta on Friday is really a huge achievement in itself.
Michael Deere is Senior Director of Automotive Events at the Motor Train Group. We're telling you all about the Hot Rod Drag Week 2018 to crown the fastest street car in America. And like you say, this is a dream come true, something to put on the bucket list of a driver. I would imagine, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, that you have a lot of repeats. A lot of folks probably make this part of their yearly calendar.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't know the exact number, but out of that 400, there's definitely a lot that have been with us before, and quite a few that have been with us for, you know, 5, 6, 7 or more, maybe 10 plus drag weeks. So, yeah, they don't want to miss. And you know, something that we're looking at this year is we've got Mr. Larry Larson registered with us this year, 5-time winner of drag week previously, and the talk that he's going to come back out and go up against Jeff Lutz and Tom Bailey and last year's winner David Schroeder. So it's on this year.
It's going to be lots of fun. When we come back on the other side, we'll tell you more about Hot Rod's Drag Week 2018, crowning the fastest street car in America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Michael Deere joins us, Senior Director of Automotive Events for the Motor Trend Group. We're telling you about Drag Week 2018, Hot Rod's annual event to crown the fastest street car in America, September 9th through 14th at Premier Tracks, 4 cities, 5 days, 1,000 miles, and 1 champion. And the good news is we'll talk a little bit more about the raceways that you're going to, but spectators are welcomed, and you've kept the ticket price low, so this should be very popular, especially in the areas that you've targeted this event.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that the fans are going to come out in their droves. We've been fortunate in recent years, especially of packing the stands really everywhere we go, which is quite interesting. You know, it's Tuesday morning, 9 o'clock, and all of a sudden, 4,000, 5,000 of our spectators come rolling into the stands, and you just think, when have you guys, you know, how many people have you called in sick today? So it's quite an interesting phenomenon, but the event continues to grow every year, from not only from the participation from our races, but also from our spectators and also from our sponsors. So we're very excited about the progress of the event.
Michael, tell us a little bit about the average vehicle in the event. Is it traditional muscle cars? Is it hot rods? Is it some of the modern-day muscle cars? You probably get a mix of a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's a real mix. It really is. And I think that is one of the real attractions of the event itself is, you know, it ranges dramatically. You know, you've got your 56, your 57 Chevys, you've got your Camaros, Corvettes. And you know, one thing that is interesting as well is we actually have now quite a large international contingent coming over, whether it's from the UK or Sweden or Australia. You know, there's a lot of those guys that are shipping their cars over here or, you know, buying cars locally and working on them and participating. So you're going to see a very wide range of vehicles over the course of the week, which is really exciting and keeps people coming back.
Absolutely. And again, it kicks off on the 9th of September at the Atlantic Dragway with a full day for tech and registration. And that's very cool that you're doing that. And then on the 10th, the Atlanta Dragway. The 11th shifts to Darlington Dragway. The 12th, the Z-Max Driveway. And then to Bristol for the Bristol Dragway. That's race day number 4. And then race day number 5 goes right back to where you started from. And that's the Atlanta Dragway. And this is going to be a dream for so many people. You're getting some participants from other places in the world shipping cars over, but I would imagine in the lower 48 states here that you're probably getting vehicles coming from all four corners of this country.
No question about that. All four corners, a lot of Canadian involvement, people coming from Florida, California, New York, you name it, they're there and they don't want to miss it.
That's great. I personally love drag racing, and I think that this is a great thing that you've been doing. No wonder it's been so successful. And probably as soon as you're done with this event, you've got to start planning next year's event, Michael.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I'm about 3 months deep into planning 2019, so I got a few tricks up my sleeve for next year already. And yeah, it never ends, and it's a lot to pull this off, but it sure is worth it. And I'd like to thank Dodge, who's coming back this year as the title sponsor, and also Gear Vendors Overdrive, a longtime supporter and partner of Hot Rod Drag Week.
That's very good, and hats off to Dodge as well as they continue to build some modern-day muscle cars in the Charger and the Challenger and the Hellcat and the new vehicles that are going to be coming out in the next couple of years. I know they've got some really cool ones, the Scat Pack. You gotta love what they're doing there at Dodge. If you like good old-fashioned American V8 power and some really incredible modern technology mixed together, those cars are a dream to drive.
They're pushing the envelope, that's for sure. And I was fortunate enough last year, being the first time that Dodge had supported us on this event, and they actually sent a few vehicles out for us and some of the newer ones that you're mentioning. And boy, do we have some fun out on the roads and also on the drag strip. They basically gave us an open license to do whatever we want with the rear tires, and we showed them off, and it was a blast.
That's great. I wonder if anybody's going to be bringing along a Dodge Demon, which is the drag racing track specific low production. I believe there's only 300 being made by Dodge, but it's certainly got a lot of publicity, and it certainly is no doubt on the minds of, I'm sure, all the participants and attendants at the upcoming drag week. I don't know if somebody can pull that off, because I know people are still getting deliveries of those, so we may have to wait another year to see that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. We'll see one out there, whether it's this year, possibly, but I think you're right, and definitely next year we'll see probably more than one. And not to go off topic, but we actually have another event, Roadkill Nights, powered by Dodge out in Pontiac, and we see quite a few of them out there for that one. So they're coming, and they're ready to hit the street.
That's great. Roadkill has become a popular television show on the Motor Trend YouTube channel, and I know at one time they had a print publication, but I understand that might be going away in the not too distant future. I may be wrong.
No, you're correct. The print was around for I believe 12 to 18 months. The focus with Roadkill is predominantly digital focus, and as you mentioned, there's the very popular Roadkill episode, which is available on motortrend.com, and a huge social following with those guys, and really the premier brand from a video perspective coming out of Motor Trend right now on the aftermarket side.
Absolutely. And how about the Hot Rod Drag Week for 2018 as you crown the fastest street car in America? We'll be shooting lots of footage there and be putting together some future pieces for the Motor Trend Channel.
Yeah, it's one of those events that it's just a content machine. So a lot of our editorial team members will be out there and capturing articles and features. And actually last year they got a hot rod cover out of it, which if you saw that, it was a phenomenal shot of two guys going down the street that I believe it was Schroeder and Barry, Joe Barry. And we have video as well. So what happens with Drag Week is we also have a live stream, so you can view that. And we have about 1 million-plus viewers over the 5 days of the week watching the live stream. So if you're not able to make it out to one of these venues and you have a few minutes or a few hours for that matter, you can check it out through hotrod.com and watch us on the live stream as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Boy, in such a short period of time, we've seen so much of a drift towards, as you say, digital or video replacing traditional magazines. People want it right now. They don't want to have to wait for the monthly issue to come out, and this is across the board.
Yeah, true, and there's still no question a place for print and Hot Rod Magazine. Obviously, there's still a really a solid place for that. But you're right, we do complement that now across all of our different channels and media outlets, whether it's social and Facebook, Instagram, and through video and everything with Motor Trend and Motor Trend On Demand. It's all out there. It's all available.
Well, Michael, thank you very much for giving us the inside scoop on this. Michael is Senior Director of Automotive Events for the Motor Trend Group. And you can go to hotrod.com/events/dragweek for more information. Thank you, Michael.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.